Now, we have re-established contact with Carmel Guerra. We're talking about problem with youth crime. For 6 years, at least, we've been talking about a problem with youth crime getting more violent, getting younger, and now it's getting worse on the statistics reported today. Carmel Guerra works the Western Suburbs, Chief Executive of the Centre for Multicultural Youth and a member of the Victorian Youth Parole Board. Carmel, we got you this time.
Yes, good morning, Neil. I'm back.
Well done. Now, I started to ask, you wouldn't be surprised by this, I assume.
No, it's looked deeply concerning, and this shift has been trending for a few years and actually mirroring what we've been seeing, crime patterns overseas.
So we're not getting on top of it?
No, I think it's an issue that those of us working in the industry and police are aware of, that these crimes are occurring in local areas, as is indicated by the stats, that are some of the most disadvantaged, and really, Neil, by a small group of chronic youth offenders. So youth crime overall is down, but the crimes are being committed by younger people, and they're more brazen.
Well, so do they end up being caught and going into juvenile detention?
Yeah, a lot of the profile of young people in detention is younger. And as I was telling your producer earlier, Neil, the other concerning thing is that the profile of these young people is also changing. They are much more damaged than what we've seen in a long time. You know, the victims of violence, trauma, neglect, also the increase of young people with really serious mental health and intellectual disability. Lots of them are child protection client cases. So I think comment could be made that the system and, you know, we as a community are also failing them.
Well, I'd agree with that. I mean, we've tried the mentor system and all sorts of things, and clearly, I mean, because we've been talking about it this long, it's like ice. You know, we've been trying to fix the ice problem for years and it's getting worse. It would seem the same problem here. You got any ideas on what we do?
Yeah, look, I think we need to be really focusing on not seeing these children, because most of them are children, they're under 17, but as victims of a system that failed them, and start engaging them around rehabilitation. Let's support them. Let's get in earlier. Let's keep them at school. School is a key deterrent to young people engaging in crime. If school's failing them, why? If they're in child protection, can we fix that up, offer better support, and, you know, give these young people somewhere to live and some purpose for living, Neil? A lot of these young people are either recruited to crime because their younger siblings, or because they see no other alternative.
What about punishment? Have you got punishment has to be part of that, surely?
I think rehabilitation needs to be part of the process, and for many of these young people, locking them up is punishment in itself, Neil. Yeah. And I think we really need to think about how are we rehabilitating them back into the community, because these are young people we should be investing in to contribute to society.
But do you think they shouldn't be locked up?
Personally, if you ask my opinion, no. I think we should lock those up with very serious crime. And some of these, yes, they are serious. They're a combination of locking them up and rehabilitation. But I think for many of them, we should be working on them the minute that we see them failing, and bring a whole lot of community supports in them. It's much cheaper, Neil, to do it then than to actually lock them up and cost hundreds and thousands of dollars a year to keep them locked up.
Okay, thank you very much. Carmel Guerra, Chief Executive of the Centre for Multicultural Youth and the member of the Youth Parole Board. I think there's an expectation they'd be punished, but I don't argue with her in that clearly what we're doing isn't working. Clearly not working.